USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee will hold its first hearings next week on the impeachment of President Donald Trump, the next phase in the process that could result in the third ever presidential impeachment before the end of the year. As far as if Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be testifying before anyone, he says,
When the time is right, all good things happen.
AAA is warning folks traveling across the country to be prepared for traveling in winter weather. Large storms are forecast to drop snow up to a foot of it from Denver all the way to the Twin Cities. AAA spokesman Marie Dodds.
Pay attention to the forecast. Be prepared. Make sure your car, you, your passengers are all ready for winter weather.
Nearly 1,400 flights have been delayed and over 600 canceled as the snowstorm continues to move across the country heading towards the Twin Cities. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
European authorities say ISIS has been dealt a huge blow when it comes to its internet presence. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
ISIS is literally offline, at least for now. That's according to European law enforcement after an operation to purge the internet of terrorist propaganda. Europol says it flagged more than 26,000 videos, social media accounts, and other communication channels for online service providers to delete. Authorities are now going to keep an eye on the net to see how long it takes ISIS to regain a presence. Tech companies like Google, Twitter, and Telegram cooperated with that initiative. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Bill Cosby is maintaining he's an innocent man. In an interview with Black Press USA, Cosby says when he comes up for parole, the board won't hear him say he has remorse. The 82-year-old also called his trial a complete sham. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Republican senator is weighing in on the fight over whether senior White House officials are immune from congressional subpoenas. The Justice Department is asking a federal judge to put a temporary pause on her ruling Monday that orders former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify at the House impeachment probe.
The Speaker and the Chairman, Chairman Schiff and Speaker Pelosi, have let the American people down by basically rigging what's going on in the House. I mean, they won't let the President call witnesses. They won't let the Republicans call witnesses. They won't let them offer rebuttal testimony.
That's Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. Now, the House has heard from some of the witnesses that the Republicans have requested, but most notably did not hear from former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Pancreatic cancer is in the headlines as the host of Jeopardy continues to battle the disease. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Pancreatic cancer has been front and center in the news these days, with Jeopardy host Alex Trebek battling the disease. Doctors warning not to ignore symptoms.
The symptoms most commonly associated with pancreatic cancer is weight loss, some abdominal pain, jaundice, or change in your bowel habits. Those are the common ones.
I spoke with Dr. Eyal Meiri with Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Atlanta.
Smoking is probably the number one cause, but also diet, certainly family history of other cancers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.